各位弟兄姐妹，大家平安。
Brothers and sisters, peace be with you all.
感谢主啊，我们在这十天来因为访问当中也有一些感觉。
Thank God for His grace that in these past 10 days, during my visitation, I have some thoughts.
我们几乎每天都会遇到慕道朋友。
And almost every day we encounter truth seekers, friends.
那么我们在礼拜天圣工人员讲习的时候
，and during our Holy Worker seminar on Sunday，
我们也有福音组的这个工作
，and we have this gospel team，
那么大家也很有这种使命感
，and that this would allow them to have a mission。
我们下个月也要举办两个晚上的布道会
，and then, next month we will have two nights of evangelical service.
那我们可以感觉这个福音工作对教会来讲是很重要的。
So the gospel team to the church is very important.
我们应该怎么样来传福音做见证
？How do we preach the gospel and how do we testify？
其实我们每一个人都要有一种自觉。
Actually, all of us must have that self.Must have that feeling.
尤其我们在温哥华这个地方
，especially us living in Vancouver.
我们也可以看到很多基督徒非常热心
，and we can see many Christians that are very fervent.
他们也是常常奉献时间来为主耶稣做见证
，and often they would spend the time to testify for the Lord.
那我们真教会的信徒更应该不可落人之后。
And what more that we belong to the true Jesus Church, we all the more should do more.
所以我们应该有一种巴不得的心。
So we must have this urge to testify.
能够为主来做见证。
And to testify for the Lord.
我们来看列王记下。
Let us look at Second Kings.
列王记下第五章。
Second Kings chapter 5.
列王记下第五章第一节。
Verse 1.
列王记下五章第一节。
Second Kings chapter 5, verse 1.
亚兰王的元帅乃曼，在他主人面前为尊为大，因为耶和华曾借他使亚兰人得胜，他又是大能的勇士，只是长了大麻风。先前亚兰人成群的出去，从以色列国掳了一个小女子，这女子就服侍乃曼的妻。她对祖母说：“巴不得我主人去见撒玛利亚的先知，必能治好她的大麻风。”这边第三节有一句话说：“巴不得我的主人能够去见撒玛利亚的先知。”
Here in verse 3, there is a sentence that here, if only my master would see the prophet who is in Samaria.
这个小使女她的见证。
This servant, her testimony.
让这个乃曼元帅得到神的恩典。
Allowing this commander of Naaman to receive God's grace.
有时候我们会觉得说小使女算什么。
Sometimes we may look down on a servant.
但是神却借着她成就一件美事。
But God, through her, has accomplished a wonderful thing.
借着她来成就一件大功。
Through her, a great job was being accomplished.
也显明了神的荣耀跟他的作为。
And also revealed the glory of God and His doing.
以前我曾经护担过内湖教会。
I once pastored the church in 内湖。
我们有一个姐妹她是在帮人家清扫的。
We have a sister who look after a home.
她非常的刻苦，也非常的殷勤。
And she's very diligent and may work hard.
她的家里虽然经济不是很好。
Her family is she's from a family not well to do.
可是她帮人家清扫家里。
But she helps people to clean their home.
能够增加一点家庭的收入。
In order to add some income to their family.
她的外表给人家看起来并不怎么起眼。
Her appearance may not be that good.
但是她是一个很朴实的一个妇人。
But she is an ordinary looking woman.
我们可以看她是非常的殷勤。
But we can see she is very diligent in her work.
因为内湖那个地方有一个社区都住了一些政府的一些官员。
And in that district, there is some government official living in that area.
那他在那边清扫的时候，他没有忘记为主耶稣来传福音。
And when she cleaned those houses, she did not forget to testify for the Lord.
结果很奇妙。
And therefore, and miraculously,
他的见证很像这个小使女跟这个乃曼的妻子做见证一样。
And her testimony is similar to this servant testifying to Naaman's wife.
后来就带领了这个家来信主。
And later, she brought this family to believe in the Lord.
所以人如果有愿做的心，
So if we have a willing heart,
必蒙神的悦纳。
Then it would be pleasing to God.
我们有靠主的心，
If we rely on God,
主也会与我们同工。
And the Lord will be with us.
所以我们可以从这个小使女看到她的忠心服侍主人。
So through this servant, we can see her faithfulness serving the Lord.
我们可以看到她勇敢地做见证。
Sorry, serving her master, and we can see that she is very courageously testifying for the Lord.
而且从第三节你可以看到她对神有信心。
Especially in verse 3, you can see the faith she has in the Lord.
她相信她这个病只有靠神可以得到医治。
She believed that only through the Lord that this sickness could be healed.
那小使女她也有一种爱心。
And this servant has a heart of love.
就是对人。
That is towards people.
人跟人之间最需要的是关怀。
And among people, what is most needed is care.
她不但服侍主人。
Not only she served the master.
服侍她的妻子。
To serve the wife.
她也知道她这个家庭虽然是在亚兰国她是做元帅的。
And she knew that this home in Aram is a house of a commander.
而且她也是一个得胜的元帅。
And especially this commander has gained victory.
而且是大能的勇士。
That she is a valiant soldier.
她虽然是大能，可是她自己的病痛就没有办法了。
He may be a valiant soldier, but however, to his sickness, he has no way of curing.
他虽然在主人的面前为尊为大，
and he may be great in his eyes of the master.
可是他也有他的难处。
But he, however, has difficulty.
所以人有时候并非十全十美。
So men may not be 100% perfect.
人也没有，人真的是有时会美中不足。
And men at times will be insufficient.
那这个小使女她很有爱心。
And this young girl has love.
巴不得这样来向她做见证。
And urgently she testified to him.
所以我们可以看到说她所行的事不但是凭着信心来做，也凭着爱心去做。
So the thing that she did, not only she rely on God, but she did it out of love.
其实我们今天也是做小使女的角色。
And today we are actually a role of a young girl.
我们虽然住在这个都会区里面，
and
一个都市里头。
And we are living in a city.
或者住在这个城市当中。
Or in a remote area on the city.
我们甚至于住在一个家庭里面。
Or you're living in a house.
我们都应该有这种使命，为这个家，为这个城求平安。
We must we have a duty to pray for this home or to pray for the city for peace.
我们来看耶利米书。
Let us turn to the book of Jeremiah.
耶利米书二十九章。
29.
耶利米书二十九章第七节。
29 verse 7.
我所使你们被掳到的那城，你们要为那城求平安，为那城祷告耶和华，因为那城得平安，你们也随着得平安。即使我们住在哪里，都要为那里那座城来祷告求平安。
Actually, wherever you are in any city, you must pray for peace.
所以我们住在哪里，都应该要把平安带到那里。
Wherever you are, you must bring peace to that place.
就像主耶稣吩咐门徒说，你们到哪一城去传福音。
As like unto Lord Jesus telling his disciple, wherever you go, when you preach,
我们要把平安带到那里去。
That you must bring peace with you.
我们看马太福音第十章。
Let's turn to Gospel of Matthew chapter 4.
马太福音十章十一节。马太福音十章
chapter 10,
十一节
verse 11,
你们无论进哪一城哪一村，要打听那里谁是好人，就住在他家，直住到走的时候。进他家里去，要请他的安。那家若配得平安，你们所求的平安就必临到那家；若不配得，你们所求的平安能归你们。主耶稣差遣门徒去传福音。
Lord Jesus sent out his disciples to spread the gospel.
到哪一城哪一家，就是要把平安带到那一城那一家。
Wherever they go, whichever house they enter, they must bring peace to that home.
如果我们是小使女。
If we are that young girl,
我们走到哪里，就是要把平安带到那里。
That wherever we go, we must bring peace.
基督徒应该穿上平安的福音鞋。
As a Christian, we must wear the sandal of God of peace.
就像哥林多前书第九章说，凡我所行的，都为福音的缘故。
It's like First Corinthians, it says that whatever I do, I did it for the sake of the gospel.
而且我们是要与人同得福音的好处。
That we must preach for the benefit of others.
所以我们可以看到这个小使女，她那一种巴不得的见证。
So we can see this urging of this young girl to testify.
是多么的出于信心跟爱心所发出的力量。
And we can see how much of faith and love she has from her heart.
当然，她的见证也影响到她的主人的妻子。
Of course, her testimony affected the wife of the master.
我们说夫妻本是一体的。
We say husband and wife is as one.
那么这件事情，当然主人的妻子就从这个小使女那边得到这个信息。
So the wife has got this message from this young girl.
所以就告诉这个乃曼元帅。
So he tell his the commander Naaman.
说这个。这个小使女是如此如此的说。
And so she said that this is what the young girl said.
所以我们可以看到她的妻子对她的丈夫也是一种非常的关心。
So we can learn that this wife is very concerned for her husband.
其实我们有时候看到一个家庭。
Sometimes when we look at a house,
有时候没有全家信主。
A family, and sometimes they may not all believe in Christ.
那信与不信之间
，and between the believers and non-believers.
当然，我们已经信的人，我们就有责任。
And we who are believers have the responsibility.
圣经里面告诉我们
，in the Bible it tells us.
说我们要看顾家里的人。
It tells us that we must look after our family.
人若不看顾亲属，比不信的人更不好。
If he does not take care of his family, then he is no better than a non-believer.
所以说对待家里的人。
So when you treat your family,
我们也是应该尽一份的心力。
You must use your utmost care.
我们能够感化他。
That you able to transform him.
能够引导他。
Able to lead him.
把他带到神的面前。
Able to bring him to Christ.
彼得前书第三章有这样讲。
First Peter chapter 3 says this.
说你们当中如果有没有信从道理的丈夫。
He said, if among you those husband that does not believe in the Lord.
就是做妻子的也要去感化他。
That as a wife, you must you must transform him.
啊，其实小时你跟这个乃曼元帅的妻子做见证。
Actually, the young girl that testified for the Naaman's wife.
我们也可以看到她的妻子啊，也是把这个信息就转借给她丈夫了。
We can see that her wife just relayed the message back to her husband.
啊，所以乃曼的妻子的角色也是很重要。
So the role of Naaman's wife is very important.
她也是一样，巴不得她的丈夫的病能够好。
She also urgently hoped that her husband's sickness could be cured.
啊，所以夫妻本是一体。
So husband and wife is as one.
啊，就是同心的祷告更有力量。
That if they pray wholeheartedly as one, there is much power.
啊，就是你的另一半没有信主。
If the other half did not believe in the Lord,
我们也能够去感化他。
We also able to transform him.
因为彼得前书第三章有这样写。
Because in 1 Peter chapter 3, it tells us this.
啊，说夫妻啊，本是共同承受生命之恩。
That husband and wife together, they will receive the receive life.
啊，有一次我到板桥教会的时候。
At one time I went to Panqiao Church.
啊，刚好是灵恩布道会。
And at that time it was the spiritual convocation.
啊，那一次有个弟兄啊要受洗。
And there was a brother who wanted to be baptized.
啊，我就到他家去访问。
So I visited his house.
啊，因为他的太太就是啊，以前人家称他叫苦海女神龙。
And his wife was known to be a person that is full of sorrow.
她虽然是一个女性，可是她以前也是在啊这个。啊，我们说在江湖里面打混的。
No doubt she is a girl, but she was among those gangsters.
啊，就是这个江姐妹的丈夫哈。
And he is Sister Zhang.
啊，那这个江姐妹哈，她是先来信主。
Sister Zhang came to believe in the Lord first.
她很多次啊。虽然要带领她丈夫来信主
，Many times she wanted to bring her husband to come to believe in the Lord.
啊，当然也是有阻挡，也有神的时候。
But of course there may be difficulties and also the timing of God.
啊，感谢主，她也是不断为她的丈夫祷告。
But thank God she continued to pray for her husband.
啊，所以那一次灵恩会的时候，她丈夫有决心要受洗归主。
So at that spiritual convocation, her husband decided to become the follower of Jesus.
啊，所以我们到这个啊，他先生姓戴哦，到这个戴先生家去访问的时候。
So her husband is Mr. Tai. So we came to his house for visitation.
那我们就啊跟他交谈呐、啊。
So we communicate with him.
啊，说你这一次怎么会决定要来啊受洗来归主呢？哦
，And we asked him, why at this moment you decided to come to believe in the Lord?
啊，他说他其实啊，他对信仰都没有兴趣。
Actually, he has no interest in religion.
啊，他也觉得耶稣啊离他好远。
And he felt that Lord Jesus is very far from him.
但是他在最近这几年哦
，But in this recent years.
就是他太太信主以后
，That is when after her wife became believe in the Lord.
啊，她发现她的太太改变很多
，And she discovered that her wife, his wife, has changed a lot.
她也在啊告诉我们说，我真的是在我太太的身上看到神。
So he told us that it is true. My wife, I can see Lord Jesus.
可见他太太的身上就是有生命的见证。
And in her, actually in his wife, there is living testimony.
哦，有很多地方让他很感动。
There's many areas that touches him.
哦，所以他觉得说，这个教会跟一般不同。
So he felt that this church is very different from any other churches.
哦，所以他也就这样来亲近主。
So he, in this manner, came to come closer to the Lord.
那这个当中，他也经历很多神的恩典。
And through that period, he also received many grace from God.
包括他这个脑瘤开刀的经过。
Especially his tumor in the brain.
都得到主的保守，十分的平安。
That through the operation, from the operation, God protected him.
那我们也看到他们夫妻非常的好。
And we can see that their relationship, wife and husband, is very good.
不但是同承生命之恩。
Not only they both receive the eternal life,
而且能够在这个信仰的路上
that they able through the journey of faith,
互相的扶持
able to help one another.
所以我们可以看到这个乃曼的妻子，她也是巴不得她的丈夫虽然是一位元帅，但是她能够从神那边得到恩典。
And we can see that his wife, no doubt the Naaman is a commander, but he however urgently testify for the Lord to him.
后来他们真的去找这个先知啦。
And later on, we can see they went to search for the prophet.
那他们找先知的时候
，And during the course of their way to look for the prophet,
那先知告诉他到约旦河这个去沐浴七次。
And the prophet told him to go to the river of Jordan.To bath day for seven times.
说你的肉就必复原就能够得到洁净。
Then your flesh will be restored and you'll be cleansed.
我们可以看到先知指示的方法。
And we can see the method from the prophet to him.
引导他怎么得到神的恩典。
And to lead him to receive the grace of God.
可是当时这个乃曼不接受。
But at that time, Naaman did not want to receive that instruction.
他也发怒就要走了。
And he was angry and he wanted to leave.
那这个过程里面
But during that time,
我们可以看到先知指示的方法没有错。
That we can learn that the method from the prophet is not wrong.
约旦河去沐浴七次。
Go to River Jordan and bath seven times.
但是乃曼他是用人的意思。
But Naaman, however, understand it as a human way.
我何苦跑那么远来这里呢？
Saying to himself, why should I come such a long way to such a place?
这个大马色的河，亚巴拿和华尔华，岂不比以色列一切的水更好吗？
He said, isn't that river in Damascus?Are far better than this river.
有时候我们要想到说，人的意识跟神的旨意是不是符合呢？
Sometimes we wonder if man's will is in accordance with the will of God.
人认为好的
，when man thinks is good，
不见得就是合神的旨意。
It may not seem to be the will of God.
乃曼认为说，我在大马色的河也可以洗呀。
Naaman said to him, I could even bath.In the river of Damascus.
但是先知指示是说在约旦河沐浴七次。
But the prophet tells me that I have to bath in the river of Jordan for seven times.
这个也告诉我们一件事情。
And from here we can learn.
有时候我们人的意思
sometimes the will of man
不见得就是神的意思。
It is not the will of God.
因为先知他是从神所吩咐的。
Because from the prophet is the instruction of God.
有时候我们在信仰的追求
，sometimes in our pursuit for in our life，
我们也要看神的旨意是什么。
We must also see the will of God.
所以哥罗西书里面这样讲。
So in the book of Colossians it tells us.
我们来看哥罗西书第一章。
Let us turn to the book of Colossians chapter 1.
哥罗西书的第一章。
Colossians chapter 1,
25节
verse 25.
我照神为你们所赐给我的职分，做了教会的执事，要把神的道理传得全备。28节
verse 28.
我们传扬他是用诸般的智慧劝诫个人，教导个人，把个人在基督里完完全全引到神面前。我们今天带领人
，Today when we bring people.
就是要把神的道理传得全备。
Is that we want to preach the complete gospel to him.
不是用人为的方式，或者指的说，哎，我所喜欢的。
It is not through our own wish or the thing that I like to do.
哦，所以我们应该要把福音传得全备。
So we must preach the gospel complete.
啊，把人带到神的面前来。
And to bring people to God.
比如说，得救的道路在哪里
？For example, where is the pathway to God?
哎，当时这个彼得为主耶稣见证的时候。
And that time when Peter testifying for Jesus,
那众人听到觉得扎心啊。
And people heard him was cut in heart.
那些人说，我们要怎么行才能得救
？And they said, what are we supposed to do to be saved?
哎，我要怎么做，我这麻风病才能够好
？And what must I do in order to heal my leprosy?
哎，其实神的方法很单纯嘛。
Actually, the method from God is very simple.
彼得他就告诉他们
，and Peter told them
说你们要悔改
，that you must repent
奉主耶稣的名受洗
，in the name of Jesus Christ you be baptized
洗净你们的罪
，and to cleanse your sin
并要领受所应许的圣灵
，and to receive the Spirit that's been promised to you
这个就是很正确的得救的道路
，this is correct and this is the way to receive correct path to salvation。
所以我们今天在信仰上面
，So today in our spiritual life，
我们所传所信的
，that we preach what we believe。We preach what we hear and what we believe。
是全备的福音。
It is a gospel that is complete。
是纯正的道理。
And it is the truth。
就像当时只是他说，你去约旦河沐浴七次。
It's just like at that time he told him to go to the river Jordan to bath there for seven times.
而不是用我们自己的意思说啊，大马色的河比这个以色列的河更好。
And it's not according to our thought or will that the river of Damascus is better than the river of Jordan.
如果是这样子的话
，If that's the way，
乃曼的麻风其实还是不能洁净的。
Then the leprosy of Naaman would not be cleansed.
那当然，有时候人有主观上的偏见。
Of course, man has his self thinking.
人有时候有个人的这个看法。
And he has his own point of view.
但是我们可以看到乃曼元帅他的仆人。
But we look at the servant of Naaman.
这个仆人对这个主人有一个很好的劝勉。
And this servant has a very good encouragement for his master.
我们来看这个第五章，《列王记下》第五章。
Second King chapter 5.
第五章的这个十一节
Verse 11.
乃曼就发怒走了，说：“我想他必定出来见我，站着求告耶和华他神的名，在患处以上摇手治好这大麻风。”大马色的河亚巴那华尔华岂不比以色列一切的水更好吗？我在那里沐浴不得洁净吗？于是就气混混地转身去了。他的仆人就前来对他说：“我父啊，先知如果吩咐你做一件大事，你岂不做吗？何况说你去沐浴就得洁净呢？”于是乃曼就下去，照着神人的话，在约旦河沐浴七回，他的肉就复原。好像小孩子的肉，他就洁净了。所以这个仆人给他的一个劝勉很单纯啊。
So the servant gave him a simple encouragement, and that was a very simple one.
有时候我们传福音
At times when we preach the gospel,
也会遇到这种情况。
We might encounter such circumstances.
但是我们要怎么去应对呢
？But how then we overcome this?
我们不是说算了吧。
Sorry, how do we face this?
反正都一样。
We do not say forget it. It's all the same.
这个仆人他也是很有信心呢。
And this servant has great faith.
所以圣经里面讲。
So the Bible tells us.
我们来看箴言。
Let us turn to Psalm.
箴言。
Psalm.
十五章。
Chapter 15.
十五章的二十三节。
Verse 23.
口善应对，自觉喜乐，化合其实何等美好！这个仆人 说出来的话非常的适当。
And the words spoken by the servant was very appropriate.
而且让他的主人啊也能够得到劝教。
And this allowed his master to receive, to understand the teaching.
哦，所以我们在传福音的工作上面，也要让教听见的人得益处。
And the work of the church is allow people to be the hearer to be benefit.
我们来看提摩太后书第二章。
Let us turn to Second Timothy chapter 2.
提摩太后书第二章二十四节。
Verse 24.
二章二十四节，然而主的仆人不可增进，只要温温和和对待众人，善于教导，存心忍耐，用温柔劝诫那抵挡的人，或者神给他悔改的心，可以明白真道。哦，这个就是他仆人的角色。
And this is the role of the servant.
我们传福音也是一样。
And this is similar to when we spread the gospel.
啊，我们能够用温柔劝诫那抵挡的人。
We must use.True.
啊，所以这个爱心的劝勉
，and allow him to repent, so encourage him with love.
啊，也是很有造就性的
，and it is very edifying.
所以我们从小使女
，so from the young girl,
从他的妻子
，from the wife,
或者仆人
，or from the servant.
啊，其实他们都是从内心有一种巴不得的见证
，and all of them have the urge to testify.
那种力量就是说，希望他的主人啊，能够得到恩典。
The eagerness is to hope that the servant will receive grace.
当然，后来乃曼也是顺服了。
Of later on, Naaman submit.
那我们可以看到说，乃曼的顺服也当中经过了很多人。
So we can see that Naaman obedience.
当然，他也要有信心。
We of course he must have faith.
哦，所以。希伯来书十一章里面这样讲。
So in Hebrew chapter 11 says this.
啊，人未有信就不能得神喜悦。
If a man has no faith, then he would not please God.
哦，因为到神面前来，你要相信有神啊。
Because if you come in front of God, you must believe that there is God.
相信神会赏赐那寻求他的人。
And believe that God will give those who seek Him.
今天乃曼既然要来找神。
If today Naaman came to seek God.
他没有信心，他不能到神面前。
If he did not have faith, then he would not come to God.
但是他的信心也要旁边的人给他很多的支持鼓励。
But his faith must, but he must allow people around him to, people to encourage him.
哦，给他劝勉代求。
That people may encourage him and to pray for him.
而且他到神的面前来。
And when he come in front of God,
不只相信有神
，not only he believed that there is God,
也相信神会赏赐那寻求他的人。
That he must believe that those who seek him, he will give.
我们有时祷告也是一样。
This is similar to our prayer.
今天乃曼到神的面前来。
Today, if Naaman came to God,
他就这样得到了体验。
And he then received the experience.
哦，所以我们在神的面前。
So when we are in front of God,
要有一颗信心。
We must bring with faith.
顺服
submissive
蒙神的恩典
and to receive the grace from God.
今天在信仰的路上
today in the journey of our salvation,
其实我们也是要有这种追求
we must have that kind of eagerness.
那我们从这个故事里面
so from this story,
其实我们可以看到这种见证的一种力量
from here we can see the power of testifying.
哦，因为他这种巴不得的心
because of the eagerness in them.
啊，所以元帅的麻风得到洁净。
So that the commander Naaman was cured from the leprosy.
啊，今天如果我们也是有这种心
，Today if we have that kind of heart.
啊，即使我们传福音也能够得到果效。
And when we preach, we will have result.
我们看箴言十四章。
Let us turn to Proverbs chapter 14.
箴言十四章。
Proverbs chapter 14,
25节
verse 25.
做真见证是救人性命。哦，我们今天就是要为主做真见证。
Today here we must testify for the Lord.
做真见证救人性命。
And to testify will save people's life.
我们传福音做圣工。
When we spread the gospel, do holy work.
啊，我们就是要救人的灵魂。
And the purpose is to save soul.
那我们今天在教会里面
，And today when we are in the church，
啊，我们有各组的圣工人员
，We have various group of holy worker。
我们有时候也像小使女一样
，And sometimes we may be likened to this young girl。
有的人像乃曼的妻子的角色
，Some people will take the role of Naaman's servant。
哦，有的人当先知的角色
，And some will take the role of the prophet。
有的当仆人的角色
，Some will take the role of the servant。
哎，其实我们都应该要各尽其职。
And all of us must do our utmost，
能够啊一起同工，带领人来归主。
And that we must bring work together to bring people to come to believe in the Lord。
哦，这种巴不得的心智
，this kind of eagerness in our heart。
哦，这种巴不得的见证
，the eagerness of testifying。
哦，这种福音才有力量。
Only then the gospel will have strength。
我们来看列王记下。
Let's turn to Second King。
列王记下第七章
，Chapter 7。
啊，《列王记下》第七章
，Second King Chapter Seven。
啊，《列王记下》第七章第九节
，Verse Nine。
那时他们彼此说：“我们所做的不好，今日是有好消息的日子，我们竟不作声。如果等到天亮，罪必临到我们。来吧，我们与王家报信去。”啊，这里是讲到说四个。这个长麻风的去报好消息。
Here tells us about the four leprosy going to announce the good news.
传福音也是要有这种心呐、
啊。When we preach the gospel, we must have that kind of heart as well.
他说今天有好消息我们不报，我们就有罪。
He said if today we have such a good news, if we do not announce it, then we will have sin upon us.
好，今天我们得到这个恩典。
Today when we receive this grace,
我们今天信主。
Today we believe in our Lord.
哎，我们也应该要勇敢为主耶稣做见证。
And we must courageously testify for the Lord.
哦，所以这种巴不得的见证
，so such a eagerness to testify，
也是一种自觉啊。
It is a self-determination.
我们看箴言二十四章。
Let us turn to
啊，箴言二十四章。
Proverbs chapter 24。
啊，人被拉到死地，你要解救；人将被杀，你要拦阻。你若说这事我未曾知道，那衡量人心，岂不明白？保守你命，岂不知道？他岂不按个人所行的报应个人吗？哦，这四个长麻风的，他说，我们不能不作声呐、啊。
And these four leprosy, knew that they should do what they have to do.
啊，所以我们有机会哈、哦，就要传福音。
So when opportunity comes, we must spread the gospel.
这是我们每个人都可以做的圣工。
And this is the duty that we are all capable of doing.
我们来看哥林多前书第九章。
Let us turn to First Corinthians chapter 9.
啊，哥林多前书九章十六节。
Chapter 9 verse 16.
九章十六节。
9:16.
我传福音没有什么可夸，因为我是不得已。如果不传，我便有祸；若甘心做这事，我就有赏赐；若不甘心，责任已经托付我。看二十三啊，二十二节。
Look at verse 22.
像软弱的人，我做软弱的人；我要得着软弱的人。像什么样的人，我就做什么样的人。无论如何，总要救些人。
23.
还我所行的，都为福音的缘故，为要与人同得这福音的好处。哦，这边圣经告诉我们。
Here the Bible tells us.
其实就是一种巴不得的见证。
It tells us that we must eagerly testify.
不传就有祸。
If we do not testify, then who would come to us?
甘心去做就有赏赐。
Then if you do it willingly, then you will be rewarded.
我们所做的是为福音的缘故。
We do it for the sake of the gospel.
哦，所以总要救些人。
The bottom line is to save some people.
而且与人同得福音的好处。
And that these people will be benefited from the gospel.
所以今天神安排我们在加拿大这个地方。
So today, God has arranged us to be here in Canada.
让我们聚集在这个教会里面。
That we are here gather to be in the church.
好，那我们今天所做的也是为福音的缘故呢。
And what we are doing here is for the sake of the gospel.
哦，所以这种巴不得的心。
So the eagerness to testify.
哦，我们能够啊、在我们的内心来激励自己。
Let it be in your heart, and let it be an encouragement for us.
啊、保罗也有这种感动。
And Paul has such a movement himself as well.
我们看罗马书。
Let us turn to Romans
九章
Chapter 9
罗马书第九章第一节
Verse 1
罗马书九章第一节
Romans chapter 9 verse 1
我在基督里说真话并不谎言有我良心被圣灵感动给我做见证我是大有忧愁心里时常伤痛为我弟兄我骨肉之亲就是自己被咒诅以基督婚礼我也愿意、哦、这个也是保罗内心这种巴不得的感动
Here we can see the heart of Paul and he has that eagerness for testifying
他是被圣灵感动
He was moved by the Holy Spirit、
哦、他就是为福音的工作
And he is doing it for the sake of the gospel
为弟兄为骨肉之亲
For the sake of brothers and for the sake of the, his kind、
哦、所以我们无论在哪里
So no matter where we are、
啊、其实我们都可以尽本分来为主耶稣传福音做见证
We must do our dutyTo testify for the Lord.
啊，约翰福音第一章里面，
John chapter one
有讲到啊，很多人他们的啊传福音的工作。
It tells us the various people doing holy work.
啊，比如说施洗约翰传福音给他的门徒。
For example, John the Baptist preaching the gospel to his disciple.、
啊、他的门徒跟从了主之后
，After his disciple follow our Lord Jesus.
啊，那个。啊、这个当时哈、哦、啊、有这个西门就这边提到说有一个叫安德烈的
，and here tells us there is a person called Andrew
啊，因为他啊跟从了主
，because he followed Lord Jesus
哦、啊，所以他就巴不得赶快去找他的哥哥
，so urgently he went to seek for his brother。
你说我们遇到弥赛亚呢？
He said that, "Oh, we have met the Messiah."
哦，所以他也去见主耶稣啦。
And so he, they went to see our Lord Jesus.
那这个腓力跟安德烈彼得是同城的。
And so,
腓力
Philip's and
哦，他就去找拿但业。
Oh, Philip is same have the same heart as Andrew, and he went to look for Nathanael.
那你看那个腓力，他也是巴不得的心呐、啊。
And so you can see that Philip had that kind of heart.
他说摩西律法先知所写那一位，我们遇到了呢。
He said that the one that did that set through Moses is here.
也就是拿撒勒人耶稣啊。
That is the Jesus of Nazareth.
哦，那这个拿但耶说拿撒勒人出什么好的
？Then Nathanael said, "What good can come from the place of Nazareth?"
那这个腓力说你来看啊。
Then Philip said, "Come and see."
哦，有时候争辩。没有益处，你来看看。
Sometimes when you have argument or debate, it would be hopeless. It would be useless.
所以传福音也是要有耐心。
The best would come and see for yourself. So when we preach the gospel, we must have patience.
哦，因为百闻不如一见嘛。
Because you may say a lot, it would be much better to come to see it for yourself.
哦，所以这种巴不得的心。
So this eagerness.In the heart,
就是一种福音的工作。
It is a work for the Holy Spirit.
啊，主耶稣在世上的时候
，When Lord Jesus in the world.
哦，你看他跟尼哥底母谈道理。
And you see the discussion he had with Nicodemus.、
啊、跟撒玛利亚妇人做见证。
And the testifying, and he was testifying to the woman of Samaria.
撒玛利亚妇人又跟撒玛利亚城的人做见证。
And the woman of Samaria went into testify to the people in that city.
这个都是一种巴不得的见证。
All this has the eagerness to testify.
哦，所以求主耶稣帮助我们。
So let our Lord Jesus help us.
啊，让我们在这个圣工上面
that in the holy work.
啊，都能够同心而意来兴旺这里的福音。
That we could wholeheartedly and together to prosper the gospel here.
啊，我们来看腓立比书。
Let us turn to the book of Philippians.
啊，第一章。
Chapter 1,
第五节
verse 5.
因为从头一天直到如今，你们是同心合意，兴旺福音。我深信在你们心里动了善功的，必成全这功，直到耶稣基督的日子。哦、啊，我们今天能够在这边啊，兴旺福音。
And today we are here, and we are able to prosper the gospel.
啊，我们相信也是主耶稣在我们内心动工的。
And we believe that our Lord Jesus it is in her in our heart to move us.
啊，所以我们有这个会堂也是为了要传福音。
And we have this chapel is for the sake of spreading the gospel.
啊，能够见证啊主的恩典。
And we are able to testify the grace of Jesus.
啊，能够高举传扬主的圣名。
And we able to uplift His name and to spread His name.
啊，也盼望我们常常为这个福音圣工祷告。
And we hope that we all can pray for the holy work.